Everyone knows that Kohanim have a special sash which they wear on their ksonis. The books draw them different colors. I don't know if they're really different colors or not. What's the $64,000 question you've all been wondering about? Where, at what point on his body does the Kohen wear the sash? Okay, well, don't worry anymore. The Gemara in Zvachim, Yudches Amavei, speaks about it. And brings her a pasuk in Yecheskel, which we happened to read in last week's Haftarah. So it's like this. Lo yachru biyaza. Don't be choger, don't gird yourself biyaza. What's yaza? What does that sound like? What word does that sound like? Yaza? Zaya? Sweat. Don't gird yourself in the place of the sweat. And what's the place of the sweat? So the Gemara speaks about and says that over here, right, by the underarms, etc., till the elbows are sweaty, and over here, the fat of the thing makes sweat. That's what it says, right? I guess Kohanim weren't all thin. So really, the preferred place, the proper place to put on the sash is right over here, okay? Right by the elbows. This area, right over here, that's where there's the least sweat on the body. Okay, that, so says the Gemara, that's a din. Now, what does it have to do with us, Rabbo Sanya Sotis, you're wondering? Hey, that's a $64,000 question. Okay? So I'd like to read to you a Gemara, the Hemshech of that Gemara, on your test in Zvachim. So the Gemara says, Amr Ravashi, Huna Bar Nasan. Huna Bar Nasan told me something that happened to him. Zimnechada, Havikimna Kamei de Izgadar Malka. I was standing in front of Izgadar Malka. Who was that? He was a Chashiv Persian king. I know what level. He was a Persian king. By a medalli hemne, the tasinili. And my sash, now notice something. Huna Bar Nasan wasn't a Kohen, and it wasn't in the base of Mikdash, right? And he had a sash also on his clothes. And came Izgadar Malka, by a medalli hemne, the tasinili. And he lowered my sash. The sash was up here, and he pushed it down to the same place where Kohen would wear his sash. Hear this? That's what happened. And he explained, V'omar li, and Izgadar Malka said, Mamleches Kohana v'goy kodesh k'siv b'chu. It says about you that you're Mamleches Kohana v'goy kodesh. You're a nation of Kohanim and a holy people. You! So you also, Huna Bar Nasan, you should dress like a Kohen. Amazing. V'tzrichem atem l'nhog b'atzmechem b'tiferish el Kohanim. Says Izgadar Malka, you should act with the tiferis, with the pair, with the glory of the Kohanim. D'chsibahu lo yachru b'yaza. You should act like a Kohen. Right, this can be hard. This is maybe why some of those rabbis wear their belts really high up. You always wondered, how come? Right? But that's what he did. He dropped down Izgadar Malka. And Huna Bar Nasan related this. Asa kamay d'amemar amale akayim b'cha v'ayu malachem unayich. And kings will work for you. Izgadar Malka worked for Huna Bar Nasan. Now here's my question. A beautiful Gemara. Every Jew has to act like a Kohen. But why did the message have to come from Izgadar Malka, a Persian king? There's no Jew could have pointed out to Huna Bar Nasan he should fix his sash to act like a Kohen. This idea of being a Mamleches Kohan and Begoy Kaddish, where do we find it? We're approaching Kabbalah Satoris. Let's just see. In fact, it's by the Psukim, the verses, before Kabbalah Satorah. Omosha El Elokim. Vayikar Elav Hashem in Ahar Lemor. Ko Samar LeBeis Yaakov, very famous Pasuk. Ko Samar LeBeis Yaakov, Sagid Livnei Yisrael. So God gives them a little history. I brought you to me. If you'll hear me, and you'll keep my bris, my covenant, you'll be a segula, mikol amim kili kol aretz. And you will be to me a nation of Kohanim and a holy people. Elu advarim asher tedaber al b'nei Yisrael. That's the message that Hashem wants Moshe to relate to b'nei Yisrael. And the last words of that message were Be a mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. Now there's a svarna which everybody has to know. Says the svarna, attempt yuli mamleches kohanim. Ubezet yu segula. Yuli segula? How? How are you going to be special to me? Ki tiyu mamleches kohanim. You'll be a nation of kohanim. Lahavin ulahorot l'chol hamin henoshi. To understand and to teach all mankind. L'kro kulam b'shem Hashem, that all of them should call the name of God. V'lavdo shchem echad. And all of them to worship Him with their shoulders, through one shoulder, together. Why are we mamleches kohanim goy kodesh at the svarno? To teach the whole world. To care about the whole world. And this was the message that we had to hear before Kabbalah's the Torah. Kohanim are teachers. Tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha. The Kohanim are teachers. But they're not just teachers for Klal Yisrael. The Jewish people as a nation has to be a mamleches Kohanim. A nation full of teaching. To the whole world. And it's not just that, but we have to daven for the whole world also. Says the Mishnah in Avos. This is a good example of a Mishnah without Mefarshim that you could understand in the wrong way. I'll tell you the wrong way I would understand this Mishnah. Okay? Reb Chanina Skarna Kohanim Omer Hevi Mispal B'Shlomo Shel Malchus. Daven for Shalom Malchus. Shel Molei Mora. If it wouldn't be for the fear of the Malchus, Ishes Re'eu Chaim Blo. A man would eat up his friend. Right? If it won't be for Shalom Malchus, there's Hefkerus. We all know that. Right? There's total destruction, anarchy, anarchists. So you have to daven for Shalom Malchus. Daven that there should be a proper government to restore and retain and keep order. Now, why? I mean, it's bad to have anarchy, but what's so bad? So the way I always understood it was because we all know what happens when there's anarchy. Who gets blamed? The Jews, right? White Russia attacks Red Russia, whose fault was it? The Jews. Red Russia attacks White Russia, whose fault is it? The Jews, right? What's every Chag? They tried to kill us. God saved us. Let's eat, right? Right, so the Jews are always getting blamed. So therefore, daven, the thing should be Mesudar. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no. It's much deeper than that. Reb Chanina Skana Kohanim Over, Hemispal V'Shlomo Shel Malchus. Zeh Inin Ratzom Lomar, Shiesh La'odim, Lispalel al Shalom kol olam. A person has to pray for peace in the whole world. Ulitztaer al tsar shel acherim, and to be sad with the tsar, with the difficulties of acherim. People are dying in Nepal. It bothers me. It hurts me. That's the Mishnah. Not because of the negative effects. It's also true, but that's not the level that the Avos is talking about. You have to daven for the whole world because you're supposed to be worried about the whole world. V'zed darkom, v'chein darkom shel tzadikim. K'mo shamer daven. This is the derech of the tzadikim. And it's a Mishnah in Avos. Daven for Shalom Malchus, why? Because if there's not going to be Shalom Malchus, Goyim are going to be eating each other up alive and the world's going to be a mess. Not because the ill effects it's going to have for Klal Yisrael. There will be ill effects. But that's not what the Mishnah is telling you. Daven because you have to care about all those people. The whole world needs our direction. The whole world needs our tefillahs. Boy, they need our tefillahs. And boy, as Klal Yisrael directed them, we say in the Discovery Seminar, that besides all the other things we give in the world, the etzem fact, the basic fact we gave emunah, monotheism to the world, to half the world at least. We want to get to the whole world. We change the whole world. And as John Adams says, we like to quote John Adams, second president of the United States. In my opinion, he would have been the third president. I was thinking he was better than Thomas Jefferson, but I know that's not PC today, or neither was it PC in 1786. John Adams said, because of we taught the world about God, they knew about ethics. Because without an absolute reality, as you all know from Rabbi Berger, everybody believes. ISIS thinks they're right, Rabosai. The Nazis think they're right. Hitler used to say, in thousands of years, the mankind will recognize what we did. Now we have to cover up our actions. Right? But one day they'll appreciate our efforts. And that's what all Rishayim think. No one wakes up and says, I'm wicked. So when you have an absolute standard called God and Chumash, then you have ethics. And when you have ethics, you have civilization. So be proud to be a Yid, because we gave civilization to the world. Because without ethics, who's ethical? The Romans that left babies on hilltops to die and did whatever with their students? That's civilization. The great Greeks. That's destruction. That's chaos. That's Neanderthal men. That's anarchy. So I was thinking, maybe that's why Avizgadar taught the lesson. Why did the lesson of dress like a Kohen, put down your sash, come from a non-Jewish king? Because he's saying to him, hey, we're looking to you. The whole world looks to you. We want you to be the Mamlechas Kohen of a Goy Kaddish. I need you to win a bar nothing to die for me. I need you to teach me. So dress like the Kohen you are. Mamlechas Kohen of a Goy Kaddish. Not stop giving him muster. The world is looking to us. Avizgadar was looking to Huna. So he says, Huna, act like the Kohen that you are. Of course, our priority is Klal Yisrael. Merubim tzarchim amcha, v'daitim katsara. There's so many necessities to the nation. And of course, our ikar tefilas, as the Gra says, is for Klal Yisrael. Ranch Nos Elio, Volb used to quote this many very often. A person not allowed to daven for himself. Ach, l'spal, what's our tefillah for? Shmoneh Esrei. You call Yisrael betachlis ashlemus. That the whole Jewish people should be betachlis ashlemus. V'yanishlam k'nesis Yisrael. So of course that's the ikker. But at the same time we have to remember that the nations are part of the plan and we daven and care about them also. And without Klal Yisrael being who it can be, we can't be that Mamlechas Kohanim. And I was thinking, what are the two phrases? How do they work together? Mamlechas Kohanim, V'goy Kadosh. What's the two phrases? So perhaps one way to learn the pasuk is like this. A Mamlechas Kohanim, a nation of teachers. Lahavin or Lahoros, like the Sforno says to the whole world. How? Al-Yidei Goy Kadosh. Through a holy people. If the Jewish people aren't going to be holy, and if we can't work hard to make life so the holy people we have to, how can we be the Mamlechas Kohanim? And perhaps there's another idea in the relationship between the two phrases, that one causes the other. Mamlechas Kohanim, you'll be a nation of teachers, not Ayidei Koy Kaddish, Va'az Goy Kaddish, and then you'll be a Goy Kaddish, part of our Etzem holiness. Part of our Kedusha as a people is that we take on this task of teaching the world. You're Mamlechas Kohanim, you take that on, Lahavin Lahoros, you're not thinking parochially just about yourself, you care about the people dying in Nepal, you care about the kids without fathers in Harlem, you care about what's going on in the world, V'az Goy Kadosh. And then you reach a higher level of Kedusha, and it could be the two pshatim work together. These are just suggestions for both sides. Mamlechas Kohanim, Ayidei Goy Kadosh. How can we be a Mamlechas Kohanim? By finding Kedusha in ourselves. If we're not basically who we should be, we can't teach others. But then also, Mamlechas Kohanim, Va'az Goy Kaddish, and then we can be a Goy Kaddish. And it's a cycle. We have to be holy in ourselves. We have to be the people who we want to be. Rabosai, should we be learning from Hollywood? Is that where we're getting our messages from, our ideals from? Is that who we are? Where's our ideas coming from? What are we teaching the world? Read a bunch of pop psychology and deliver that. We're Mamlechas Kohanim, a Goy Kaddish. We're a Goy Kaddish, we're a holy nation. And then, we can be a Mamlechas Kohanim. But then, we only reach our true Kedusha, our highest level Kedusha, Ayidei the fact that we're teaching others. Goy Kaddish, Mamlechas Kohanim, Mamlechas Kohanim, Goy Kaddish. And it cycles up and up and up and up. So he's reproached through us for both sides. Let's remember this, that to be a true Mamlechas Kohanim, the last message the Rebbeinu Shel wanted us to know before receiving the Torah was this: you'll be a Segula, but be a Mamlechas Kohanim and Goy Kaddish. That was the Achron Chaviv of Hashem's messages to Klal Yisrael. Elo Advarim Shetadaber. This way you should speak. Remember the Tachlis of where it's going. Don't see Torah in a parochial way. Don't see your Tachlis in a parochial way. You have to live with your correct set of priorities, of course, Merubim Tzarchei Amcha. But as we approach Shavuos, let us remember that we have to be an Ohel Goyim. We have to care and daven for the Umos HaOlam, and that we can't stop until the whole world is worshiping Hashem, B'Shechem Echad. Thank you very much.